Tonight, the Boston Pops will honor Independence Day with its concert on the Esplanade, followed by fireworks. It's a long-running tradition in Boston, but while the show will follow its tried-and-true format, things will be a little different behind the scenes tonight. This year, the Boston Pops itself has taken over production of the show from its longtime sponsor, David Mugar. To find out what that means, we're joined now this morning by the Boston Symphony Orchestra's Chief Operating and Communications Officer, Kim Noltemy. Good morning, Kim, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. My pleasure.
So, you ready? A few butterflies this morning?
Yes. Well, we fortunately had a whole run-through last night. As I'm sure you know, every July 3rd is basically the dress rehearsal for July 4th, so we get a chance to see how everything we've planned is working, both musically and otherwise. And it went well. We had a great three-hour concert. We didn't have the fireworks last night, so that was the piece that was missing, although we did have a little bit of pyro on the stage and confetti and whatnot for the Stars and Stripes. But in general, it went well. We found a few little things that we need to work on, and tonight should be perfect.
So the Pops has taken over the production. What's that mean exactly? What changes might we expect?
Well, we changed the type of programming a little bit because when we were doing a program that was run by network television, for example, a lot of times they picked the artist, and sometimes that artist went really well with the Boston Pops, and sometimes it was a bit of a challenge. And so now one of the best parts is we get to select the patriotic music, we get to select the artist, and that means we can pick someone who is very sort of complementary with the Boston Pops.
Let me ask you this question. From the music point of view, Pops conductor Keith Lockhart says this year's selection of headliners is the broadest mix in some time. What's that mean? Who do we expect to see? What kind of show will it be?
Well, we have something for everyone, I think is his view and our view. We have Melissa Etheridge performing, and she is sort of a folk rock icon, very talented. She's worked with the Boston Pops before. Andy Grammer, who's sort of a younger artist, but unbelievably successful. Brian Stokes Mitchell is joining us for a new commission by Alan Menken, which is really beautiful. And Alan Stokes Mitchell is a great Broadway star. And then likewise, we have Leslie Odom, who is famous in his own right for many reasons, but particularly for playing Aaron Burr in the original Hamilton.
You know, let me ask you this question. Obviously, the concert, especially this concert, is a very big undertaking. Since you've taken over production of it this year, can I ask you, were you surprised by any one particular thing more than another?
I think I was surprised by two things. One, the incredible effort that the state and all of the public agencies put into the safety and security components of it. And this is all on our behalf. And it's just amazing to see. And I have to say, I feel like it's one of the safest places on the planet. And that makes me feel good. And I think that should make everyone feel good. And then the other is just the sheer volume of people that we need on site to put together this event.
And let me ask you one last question. And of course, it's the business question or the money question. Putting on this show is very, very expensive. The former producer, David Mugar, who produced all 43 of the previous 4th of July shows, had to cover the $2 million bill himself last year. How expensive is it? Is money a concern going forward?
Well, we were very, very fortunate to have a presenting sponsor come forward, Eaton Vance, and they have been a pleasure to work with. And likewise, Bloomberg came forward not only to be the media partner, but also to contribute funds to the event. We still have a little bit of fundraising to do for the event for next year, and actually we're doing a text to give campaign on site.
Kim Noltemy, the Boston Symphony Orchestra's Chief Operating and Communications Officer, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition today. Happy 4th of July, and good luck with the concert tonight.
Thank you so much, Bob.